You're listening to EPN. Supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
This EPN broadcast is brought to you by Virtually Ready, where you can extend your reach with web presence solutions. And by Avalon Design Unlimited, your straight to the point design source. Up next, it's the MLM Power Hour show with your host, Todd Falcone.
This is Tom Scott inviting you to join me for Extreme Business Makeovers right here on EPN.
Is your business website neglected, stagnant, and outdated? Give your brand the attention it deserves with a fresh, new, modern approach to your web presence, one that creates a fully dynamic, interactive experience for your website visitors. Introducing Social Web Fusion by Virtually Ready, fusing your brand seamlessly with a flexible content-based website and professional social web presence. Visit virtuallyready.com and extend your reach today.
You're listening to EPN.
Welcome to MLM Power Hour with your host, Todd Falcone. Get ready, hold on, and strap yourself in for another hour of raw and totally uncensored training. What is MLM Power Hour? It's your source for no-holds-barred talent-like-it-is training from Network Marketing's number one prospecting coach.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition.
And now, live from his posh studios in Seattle, Washington, your host, Todd Falcone.
Thanks for tuning into the Podcast Network and the MLM Power Hour Show. This is your host, Todd Falcone. What's up? How you guys doing? Welcome back. Welcome back. So happy to be here myself. Today, subject, very good subject. I love this one. You ready? It's an old cliche phrase, and that's okay because it works. And that phrase is, and of course, if you're tuning into my show, there's a very good chance you're probably involved in MLM, direct sales, network marketing. My whole focus is helping people in the profession of direct selling and network marketing figure out how to do what we do, how to be successful, how to ensure their success as entrepreneurs in the network marketing arena. So that's probably why you're here. Glad to have you here. Here's the subject of today. Patience is a virtue. Well, gee, Todd, I've heard that phrase before. What does that mean exactly? Well, look, here's the deal, you guys. You know, we're all screwed up from infancy in terms of our expectations of making money in the marketplace. The reality is that we have been programmed to have a certain expectation about money, and we need to change that expectation. We need to change our thinking in order to ensure our success in this profession. And so I'm going to cover that in this particular show. Think about the first time that you made some money. First time, I'm talking about first time ever, probably what, babysitting, mowing a lawn, one of those few things, maybe washing a car, maybe even a lemonade stand. You know, you would sell a glass of lemonade, you get paid. You would mow the lawn, you get paid. You'd babysit, you get paid. Then you go get your first job. You know, you're age 16, you're legal, and at least in the United States, I think that's typically the starting age for most people. I got my first job, which is flipping burgers at Jack in the Box at age 16, you know. You work for 2 weeks, you get a check. You work for 2 weeks, you get a check. You work for 2 weeks, you get a check. Then you go get a little education under your belt. You know, you get some education. And you go get a BA, a BS, a PhD, an MD, and whatever it is, a DC, it doesn't matter. Letters after your name, and society says, well, you're worth X amount of dollars if you have a BA. You're worth this much if you have an MBA. You're worth this much if you have a PhD. And they put you in these ranges, and then you get involved, and then you go get your job, and you work for 2 weeks, you get a check, you work for 2 weeks, you get a check, you work for 2 weeks, and you get a check, and that's the way it rolls. That's the way life is. Then you get involved in network marketing and direct sales, and it ain't the same. This is about being paid on production. And the interesting thing is people that have owned companies in the past, people that have been entrepreneurs in the past, most of those people understand the critical nature of patience. If you were to go start a, you know, I mean, if you're going to go start a franchise, for example, a McDonald's franchise, which could cost you $1 million or more, I mean, that's a pretty hefty investment in comparison to doing, you know, a network marketing business, obviously. If you were to put up $1 million to go start a franchise, you would be pot committed, fully committed to that, and you really wouldn't expect to take a profit for probably the first 2 or 3 years. Yet we get involved in network marketing, and it's like, hey, if I'm not making $5,000 a month after my second month, I'm leaving. And it's like, well, wait a second, whoever told you it was going to happen that quick? And I don't want to say that, hey, you know, it's not going to happen quick for you, or it can't happen quick. It certainly can. But the reality is this, that, you know, it's probably going to take a little bit longer than you expect. And if you go into your network marketing business with certain expectations and then you underdeliver on those expectations, you know, just you're setting yourself up for disappointment. You're setting yourself up for failure. You're setting yourself up for a position of like, okay, well, I don't know. Maybe I'm going to go someplace else. Maybe the grass is greener someplace else because it's not happening here. Maybe I should go back to my job. And you just have to realize that patience truly is a virtue. You're paid on the accumulation of volume in an organization. And generally speaking, no matter what kind of network marketing business or compensation plan it is that you're involved in or product that you're marketing, you're paid on sales volume. You're paid on the accumulation of sales volume as that organization grows. As more and more people come in and more people are buying product, selling product or service, that's how you're paid. First it's you, then it's you and a couple, then it's you and a few, then it's you and a few more, and it takes some time. And you know what? It'll probably take you longer than you expect it to take. And instead of like painting this stupid fantasy land picture for people, I'm into teaching people the reality of what it takes to succeed in network marketing. It's just how I do it. I don't have the time to sit here and say, yeah, you're gonna be rich in 2 months, 2 months, that's right, you're done. No, that's wrong. The reality is that, yes, you know what? You can live a fantastic lifestyle. You can create total life freedom, freedom of choice, freedom to come and go. You can create wealth, true wealth in your life through this profession. But either way, it's, you know, it doesn't happen quick. This is not a get rich quick. I don't even know. I got to go look that up, the root of whoever made up that phrase, get rich quick. I mean, I guess it rhymes, but this is not get rich quick. This is get rich, but, you know, it's going to take you some time, and it's going to require that you exercise some patience in the face of adversity, in the face of challenges, in the face of successes. And that's how the game is played. So the whole message of today, pretty simple, is this. Exercise patience. Don't come in thinking it's going to be happening for you right away, right now, that fast, lightning fast, because it's probably not. And if you come in promising yourself that's and look, you know what? I quit my job into my first network marketing business when I started about 20 years ago, 3 months into my first business. And I had no money coming in, nothing to show for it. I quit my job. I was, you know, selling product on the weekends, trying to just make, you know, make rent payment and buy peanut butter and jelly and Top Ramen. And, you know, looking back, would I have quit the job? Probably not. Not that quick, certainly. So, you know, and I mean, at that time when I started, there was no working capital. There was no reserves. I had nothing to go to. So, you know, it's not like I had a savings. There was no savings account. There was nothing to back me up. I didn't have any assets. I didn't have a house. I didn't have a car. I didn't have nothing. I had nothing I could sell to fuel or propel my business forward. But I made the decision thinking, oh, I'm going to be making $10,000 a month in 90 days. So 90 days into the deal, I quit my job. And I wasn't even making, you know, $10 a month, let alone $10,000 a month. So, you know, I learned through the school of hard knocks. Perhaps you don't have to, but understand that you got to put forth the effort. You got to make a commitment. You got to make a decision to go do it. And in the face of doing it, in the face of making that commitment, realize this, that it's going to be different than what you're probably accustomed to. You're going to work 2 weeks and you might get a check and you might not. And you're going to work a few more weeks and you might get a check and you might not. You might work a few more weeks and you'll get a check and you'll be like, well, I don't want to. Well, gee, look at, I'm 6 weeks into this. That's all I've got so far. Wait a minute, 6 weeks. Wait, let me compare that to my job. And you can't compare it to working and exchanging time for money as an employee. It's totally different. So just understand that when you go out in the marketplace, patience is a virtue. And it truly is a virtue in entrepreneurship. This is Todd Falcone. here on the ePodcast Network with the MLM Power Hour Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can find more about me over at www.toddfalcone.com. That's TODDFALCONE.com. ToddFalcone.com right here on EPN. This is the MLM Power Hour Show. We'll see you next week.
This EPN broadcast was brought to you by Virtually Ready, where you can extend your reach with web presence solutions. And by Avalon Design Unlimited, your straight to the point design source.
This is Amber MacArthur, and you are listening to the ePodcast Network.
Wesley, what has an event done for you and your business success?
I went to my first event about 3 months after I started, and what it did for me was I met people who were successful in the business, and I got a chance to talk to them one-on-one, and I realized at that moment that if they can do it, I can do it.
Nitza, from your perspective, why is attending live events important to one's future success?
First of all, you're just not going to know which event is going to be yours. So much happens within a live event with the training and the information and how it impacts us, whether it's just watching someone and how they conduct themselves, or hearing a speaker and something they say on the stage, or just a look that, you know, you get from a team member where you can really sense what's going on with them, and a shift happens, and all of a sudden it might be something that you have heard or maybe seen and read many times over, but it finally clicks.
You're the main man. You're the guy who comes from the middle of nowhere, spends 47 hours in transportation just to show up because you know the importance of events. Events helps people really see what other people are doing so they know they can do it themselves.
I went to an event, and that changed my business. It changed my income. It changed my attitude.
The go-to source for major live event on-the-scene coverage, it's all right here on EPN, your entrepreneur information source for 2010.
You're listening to EPN.
Is your business website neglected, stagnant, and outdated? Give your brand the attention it deserves with a fresh, new, modern approach to your web presence, one that creates a fully dynamic, interactive experience for your website visitors. Introducing Social Web Fusion by Virtually Ready, fusing your brand seamlessly with a flexible, content-based website and professional social web presence. Visit virtuallyready.com and extend your reach today.
Business advice, personal development, motivation, and live event coverage. It's all right here on the ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.